Okay, we're going to begin Hilchos Nara Besula today. I guess I don't know if it's good or bad, but we'll get through it pretty quickly. It's three prakim, and the halachos are pretty basic. However, the challenge in learning Nara Besula is that, which basically refers to cases of what's called mefateh, which is seduction. We'll get to what that is soon, and then onus, which is rape. So obviously today, the way we treat rape is much different in Western society than what halacha would treat a rapist. And, I imagine, maybe I'm projecting, but I imagine going through these halachas, it may seem problematic to see what the halachic outcome of a situation of rape is versus the Western legal outcome, which is much more severe. So again, our job is to go through the Mishneh Torah as the Rambam collates together these halachas, and whether or not we think the punishment is appropriate is an important question, but not necessarily for this forum. Okay, that being the case, let's start with the Koseres. So the Rambam lists five mitzvos. Yesh b'klalon chamish mitzvos, shlosh mitzvos taseh, u'shtei mitzvos lo taseh. So there's three positive commandments and two negative. Zeu pratam. The first one is liknos ha-mefateh. So we'll wait till the Rambam describes what it means to seduce somebody, but a person who's mefateh gets knas, has to pay a man money. The second mitzvah is sheyisa ones anusasa. Okay, so if a man rapes a nara besula, a girl who is a virgin, he must marry her. That's a mitzvah saseh. And not only that, shelo yigarish ones. Not only must he marry her, but he's not allowed to divorce her. Okay. Dalit is Shateshev Ashes Moti Shemra Tachas Bayalolam. Okay. So what it called? So in a situation where and we'll get to what the Moti Shemra specifically is, but basically, let's say the husband issued spread out information about his wife that she was acting inappropriately. She's stuck with him forever. And then finally, Shelo Yigarish Moti Shemra Zishto. And a person who goes ahead and is engaged in Moti Shemra, who issues such a report, is not allowed to divorce his wife either. Okay? So the halachas are going to take care of these various issues. Okay? And we'll get into what these are soon. Okay, halacha. Okay, so Misha Pita Besula. So if a man literally seduces a virgin, okay? Konsen Oso Mishkal Hamashim Slam Shal Kesef Mizuka. So basically, he must pay 50 salon. That is the knas of seduction, right? Hu nekra knas. This is what a knas means. Now, derabanan, this is a deraisa knas. Derabanan also have types of knasim, but the deraisa knas is this, okay? U knas zed mitzvah ase shel Torah. This is the one fine that is a mitzvah ase deraisa. Because it says in the Torah, v'nasana ish hashoche vima la'vi ha'nara chamishim kasef, right? Because the Torah says that the man who sleeps with the woman must pay the father of the woman, which we'll get to soon, 50 kesef, okay, 50 pieces of silver, okay? Now, halacha beis. Now, ve'ezehu mefateh ve'ezehu ones. Now, what does it mean when a man seduces a woman, a basula, and what does it mean when a man rapes a basula? So, mefateh l'ritzona, right? Ve'oneh sheba le'a ba'korcha. So, basically, a mefateh is someone who, in other words, in seducing the basula is consenting. She's going along with it, okay? Whereas obviously rape, okay, ones, is against her will. Okay, so that's the difference between the two. And then you'll see a lot of the halachic nafkamina soon. Now, this is also well known. Koha nivelas besada hare zu becheskas anusa v'danimbo din ones ad she'idu ha'idim shebritzona nivela. So basically, anytime their sexual relations take place in a field, we assume that the man raped the woman, and therefore we treat him as a rapist until we have witnesses that come along and testify that she consented to that sexual encounter. However, v'chol nivelas be'ir, okay, when sexual relations between a man and a woman take place in the city, harezo b'cheskas mefuta. That's a situation where we assume that he seduced her. Why? Neisha lo zaka, because what do you call it? There was no crying out. Okay. Ad she idu edem she anusa. Okay. There's what would normally happen. So normally if she was being raped, she would cry out. Okay. And that would attract attention. right? Ad she Adam she anusa, unless Adam came and said she was actually raped, gagon sheshalav charev, v'amra la im tizaki erogosa. So for instance, let's say he was going to rape her, he pulled a knife, put it against her throat and said, listen, if you cry, if you scream out, I'm going to kill you, okay? So witnesses testify to that, obviously, it's considered as, we could treat the guy as a rapist. Okay, halacha gemel. Now, hamafuta shalo ratzal linasa l'mafate. Now, let's say Reuven seduces, Rivka, right? And Rivka doesn't want to marry Reuven, okay? Or oshalo shalo ratzav yili litnado. Or Rivka's father does not want to give her to the mafate, to Reuven. Oh, shalo ratzahu lechno. So let's say he doesn't want to. Okay, so remember, it's a mitzvah sase here. Hare is then notein knasa. So at that point, this is where the mitzvah kicks in. It's then that he gives the knas. The holach vein kofenos olichnos. So basically, in this situation, okay, by seducing, so if he doesn't want to marry her, then he must go ahead and pay the fine, right? And we don't force him to marry her, okay? Vim ratzu, but let's say they want to, vikansa ino mishalim knas. So if they want to get married, right, so then he doesn't have to pay the knas. Rather, elakosa luxubuk sharbasulos. And but he has to write a ksuba like other women who are unmarried. Okay, so mifata, basically, the knas kicks in if they decide not to get married. If they decide to get married, then there's no need for him to pay knas. But as we saw, there's a mitzvah aseh for the rapist to marry the woman that he raped. Aval ha'anusa shalo ratzahi o'avi alinase la'onis. So let's say the woman who was raped, okay, does not want to marry the guy who raped her, or her father does not want to marry the guy who raped her. Okay. In such a situation, okay, they have that right to do that. And if they refuse the marriage, then he has to pay money. Now, Ratzahi Vavia, below Ratzahu. Now let's say she and or her father want her to be married to the guy, the rapist, below Ratzahu, but he doesn't want to. Okay, the rapist does not want to. Kofenoso, we force him, the kones, we force him to actually get married, and Vinosen Knas. And he also has to pay the knas. Because it says in the Torah, v'lo siya le'isha, harezu mitzvah saseh. So if he's against it, but the woman's for it, so we force him to marry her, and he pays the knas. Afilu hi chigeres osuma o mitzaras kofenos olifnos. Even let's say the girl was injured, she has a limp or something, she's missing a limb, or she's blind, or let's say she had saras. We force him to marry her. And in such a situation, he can never go ahead and divorce her. Because it says in the Torah, lo yuchal shalacha kol yamav. Because you can never send her away. You can't divorce her. Harezu misses lo saseh. And that is the negative, that is the iser. Okay? Okay, lakadala. Now in such a situation, okay, vein laksuva, right? Now this is a fascinating halacha, but it makes perfect sense. That in the situation of the marriage between the rapist and the girl, there's no ksuba, right? Why? The only reason why ksuba exists is to de-incentivize the husband from ever divorcing the wife, okay? We want him to stay married. We don't want marriage to be taken lightly. But in this situation, he cannot divorce her. So if he cannot divorce her, there's no opening for ksuba to exist. So therefore, in this case, he doesn't write her a ksuba. And here we go. Go ahead, Ron.
No, just wondering, if she decides after some period of time that she wants out.
We'll get to that. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to say whatever. I wasn't sure which road you're going to go down. Okay. Halacha hey. Okay. Now, haisa anusa zu, right? Asura alav, afilu mechayve asei, afilu shnia, hareze lo yisena. Now, let's say the girl that he raped is someone who it's also for him to have sexual relations with, okay? Even if it's a more minor one, like a shnia, right? In that situation, he cannot marry her, okay? V'chein in nintzaba davar zima achashakansa, right? Also, let's say it turns out that she, after he married her, it turns out that her past history wasn't quite as virtuous in her sexual behavior as he thought, okay, or as was known. Then Harezi Garshana, he's allowed to marry her. Assuming he's allowed to divorce her. Shneimar v'lo siya le'isha, isha haruya lo. So this pasuk takes care of both, which is that she has to be a woman that is fit, so to speak, to be his wife. But if she was also to him, he can't marry her. Or if it turns out she was someone with unscrupulous behavior, also he can divorce her. Okay, lach avav. Now, Kohen Gadol Shanas Pesula, Osha Pita Osa. Let's say the Kohen Gadol decides to rape a woman or seduce a woman. Harezo lo yichnos, he cannot marry her. Meshu Mitsuva Lisa is a Basula, because the unique halacha by Kohen Gadol, only by the Kohen Gadol, is he can only marry Basula. Uvishash Lisa Zu ain't a Basula. And since he raped her, right, or seduced her, and now he's going to marry her, she's not a Basula at the time of marriage. Vimkanas Yotzi Beget. And if he does marry her, he must divorce her. Okay? Okay. Halacha Zayin. Now, Afa Pi Shinamar Be'ones Lo Yuchal Shalacha, right? So even though it says in the Torah that he cannot send, he cannot divorce the girl that he raped, okay? Kaman Shekidmu Asay Shinamar Velosi Elisha, right? But since this Isser, right, is actually preceded by the Mitzvah Saseh, all right, Hare Nisku La'aseh, Menimsis Zum Mitzvah Lo Saseh, Sheniska La'aseh, Shein Lokin Alea, Elaim Lokim Asay Shabbat, Kamochis Bar, Vilchos Anitra. So that getting to all the specific mechanisms, okay? So the Torah comes along and says that prior to the Isser is the Mitzvah Saseh. So therefore, the Isser can actually be fixed, so to speak, through the keeping the mitzvah saseh, which we'll understand Hilchos Sanhedrin how that works. So lefikach onesh she'avar v'girish. So what does this mean? Let's say the rapist goes ahead and violates the iser and divorces the girl that he raped. Kofen oso lahachzir. We force him to actually remarry her. Vein aloke, but doesn't get malchus of being over the iser. Okay. Mesa grushaso kodem she'achzirana. But let's say he divorces her, right, and then she dies before he can remarry her, Oshin is Scotchalacher, or let's say he divorces her and she marries someone else, Oshaya Kohen, Shasha Begrusha, or let's say it was a Kohen who's usher to marry a divorcee, Harizel Loke, then you would get Malkus, right? Because in order, if the Kohen was a rapist, he couldn't remarry him. Shere Avar al Lo Sase, because now he violated the Isser, but he can't go ahead and be Makai in the mitzvah of being married to her, right? So that's the situation we get Malkus. But if he divorces her, does he get malchus for that? Rather, we just force him to marry her or remarry her. One second. No. That's okay. Well, what do you mean? I don't know what you mean by that. Someone asked, if the Kohen rapes his Arusa, you mean they were Mekadesh first and then he raped
yes.
her?
Yes.
Mekadesh, right. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, because she's still a Basula. Oh, no, you mean, can he proceed with Nisun? Oh, no, he won't be able to. He won't be able to proceed with Nisun. He would not be able to.
So the marriage, she has to be a Basula Gam with Erusin and Gam B'Nisun.
She has to be, yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah. Okay, halacha ches. All right, now, Eina Ones O Amifata Chaya B'Knas Ad Shiovo Le'Kedarka Uve Eidim Ve'Eno Tzarech Hasra. Okay, so there are two requirements, either in the situation of raping or in the situation of mifate, right, where there are two conditions that are necessary in order for him to be chayev to pay knas. So the first one is that the sexual relations have to be kedarka, right, meaning vaginal intercourse. And the second one is that the witness, there have to be witnesses, but no warning is necessary. Normally in halacha, we have something called hasra. Hasra is where the eidim come along and warn someone before they perform the iser. In this situation, you don't require hasra for the eidim to be accepted. Right. So how old does a girl have to be able to receive the fine? Shalosh shanin gmuros acha tivgor, right? So she has to be at least 3 years old until she reaches the age of bagrus. Now, nivala besok shaloshanim, but if he went ahead and had sexual relations with her, if she's less than 3 years old, I mean, if he rapes a girl who's less than three, ain biyasabiyah. That's not considered sexual relations. Now, ba'le mishabagra. Now, let's say he has sexual relations with her after she's at the age of Bagris, in Maknas, right? She wouldn't have to pay Knas either. Shinemar, Nara Bisula, Lo Habogaris, because it says a virgin, a young woman, and that would exclude a woman who's hit the point of maturity. Okay? Alachatas. Now, the Achas, Sheyeshla Av, or Sheyeshla Av, Yeshla Knas. So it doesn't matter, okay, whether or not the father of the girl is alive or not, okay? There is a father, not a father. Either way, the knas is always paid. Okay, now the elu she'en lahen knas. Now there are situations where if these women are raped, they would not receive a knas. Okay, habugeres, if you saw Hamimma Enes, that's if a girl went ahead and performed miyun, right? She, remember, that's the dissolution, but not a get of a marriage to katana. Ha'ilanis, that's a woman who's unable to have children. Shota, meaning she's mentally incompetent. And Chareshes, a woman who's a deaf mute. Umi sheyatsa alea shemra biyaldusa. Okay. Now also, let's say the word got out, right, that this young woman acts in a sexually inappropriate way from being very young. Right, ubo shnayim, and two witnesses come. Ve'idu shetiva osan liznos ima. Right, and what do you call it? There are witnesses who come along who say that she wanted to have sexual relations with them. Right, v'amiskareshes min anisuin, also a woman who was married and divorced. That dying he nara basulos. If a woman was married but then got divorced, but still again, nerves, she didn't have, she didn't consummate the marriage. She, let's say, went through just kiddushin, so she's still a virgin. All these people here would, all these women here, if they were raped, would not receive a knas. Aval ha-miskareshes mina erison. But let's say she went ahead and got divorced after erison. Im ne'ensa, if she was raped then, yishna knas. Then there would be a knas. The konsul atzma, right? And what do you call it? She gets the knas. Vim nisfatata, and if she was seduced, ein la knas. She wouldn't get a knas in that situation. Okay, lacha yud. Kena ha-giyores. The hashvuya, the hamishachreres. Okay, so let's say you have a convert. Okay, let's say a woman who was taken captive, right, or a shifcha knanis, right, who is now freed. In this gaira, right, v'niftes v'nishtachra. In only situations if the first one converted, second one was freed, third one also freed. Okay. So let's say she was raped, right? If she's less than 3 years old, there is a knas. But if she was over the age of 3 when she converted, when she was freed, when she was also freed, there's no knas there. Because what we basically say is that we say that since the nature of the sexual relations at the time are considered valid sexual relations, these women are considered to be in the category of women who are not basulas, who've already had sexual relations, even if physically there's no evidence of that being the case. Let's say the basula is prohibited, is to have sexual relations with the rapist or the seducer. Okay. Let's say it's a situation of chayv kares, kagon achoso. Let's say a brother raped a sister, or bidodoso, or vahanida, okay, chiyotze vahen, o shahayse mechave lovin, okay, so these are the more chumra cases of erva, im hisrabo, okay, if, what do you call it, if there was a warning, hareze loke, okay, he gets malchus, vena misham knas, he would not get a pay a knas, shena dan loke misham, because the general rule of thumb is that a person when he gets punished wouldn't get both malchus and monetary fine. Then lo haisasham hasra, but let's say there was no hasra, there was no warning whatsoever. If I aid them, ho veno chay malchus, he's not chay malchus in such a case. Harei mishalim knas. Rather, you would just have to pay her a certain amount of money. Okay. Malacha yibeis. Now haisa mechayave mechayuve asei oshnia. But let's say the girl who was raped was forbidden to the rapist due to secondary reasons, i.e., rabbinical erva or mechayve asei ochiyotzavash asrimidiri sofrim. Bain Hisrabo, Ben Shlo Hisrabo, whether or not there was Hasra by witnesses, Chayav Beknas, Shein Kamakas. So there's Chayav Beknas in the situation because there is no Makas. Okay. Halacha Yud Gimel. Now Haisa Mechayave Misas Bezdin. Okay. So let's say the girl who was raped, right? It was usher to the rapist due to a situation where if they had sex relations to be Chayav Misas Bezdin, which is the most chamer, Kagon Bito. The ishes beno. For example, let's say a man rapes his daughter. Okay, bein hisrabo, bein shlo hisrabo. Whether or not there was asra, pater min haknas. So in that case, he would not have to pay his daughter a knas because it says v'lo ye ason anosh ye anesh. Okay, so it says if someone would die due to circumstances out of their control. Okay, then he should be punished. Ha im hayasham ason. Ain sham onish, right? Meaning that if there is what it called something fatal that occurs, there's no onish. You'll see where he's going in a second. right? So even though the in the Torah it's applied to a situation where someone killed the woman bishogeg accidentally, shereilo niskavnula, right? Because that wasn't his intention. He didn't mean to hit her. Remember, that's the case in the Torah in Mishpatim, where one guy hits another and ends up hurting the pregnant woman. The patra min hatashlum. We learn from the Torah that when it comes to an accident, whether it's shogeg or mezid, at the end of the day, either type of action does not exempt the person from being chayiv in a monetary fine. Vayu Omer, we see later on in the Torah, it says, maka nefesh behema yishamena. Right, that if a person kills an animal by hitting it, he must pay. Umaka adam yumas, right? And also, if I kill someone, if I hit someone that makes him die, I should be killed. Ma maka nefesh behema lo chalak ba bin shogeg mezid. Now, when it comes to fatally injuring an animal, we don't differentiate between shogeg mezid for chayu v'tashlumin. Af maka nefesh adam. So too, when it comes to the action against the person, we don't differentiate lo chalak ba bin shogeg mezid the patra min v'tashlumin. It doesn't matter if it was shogeg mezid. Ultimately, the person will still be chayiv to pay tashlumin. They're chayiv in a monetary fine. Alech yudal. Yudin l'chol avera, sheish ba misas bezdin, sheish ba tashlumin. This applies to any case, any iser, where there's misas bezdin involved, and there's no tashlumin. Okay, finally, alech tesvav, ba'alei omesa. Now, let's say a man rapes a woman and she dies. Hareza patr min haknas. He would not have to pay the knas, because it says in the Torah, v'nason ish hashochem v'ma la'viha na'ara. Right, so he must give the money to the father of the woman, lo avia mesa, but not to the father of the dead woman. As long as she died before the case actually went to court. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up Perek Beis tomorrow.